Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hello, you're listening to Shagged, Married, Annoyed with me, Rosie Ramsey, and my husband, Chris Ramsey.
Yay! Hello! Hello. Look at us! How's it going?
All right. Oh, Chris, man. We need to work on this beginning bit.
No, no. Like I said this a million times, you just let them. You let them come in. You let them sit down. You let them chill out.
Yeah.
It's episode 119. How are you, Rosie?
Do you know what? Today, I'm all right, actually. The sun is shining. Finally.
Hey. Well, I mean, this will go out on Friday. So, you know, we'll probably had 6 foot of snow by then.
It's meant to be pissing it down.
Great.
I've checked the weather.
We had a nice bank holiday weekend.
It was
well
really
done, everyone.
Bloody lovely. Should we give ourselves a little clap?
We did it.
Happy bank holiday to us.
Special thoughts. All of our thoughts are with, still, every time we clap, the lady who said it sounds like when her son flicks his bollocks off his gooch and his stomach.
Oh, why?
Every time we clap, I keep thinking about that. If you haven't heard that episode, go back and catch up. If you haven't heard about the bollocks slapping off the back of the gooch, there's some kidding.
That was a good episode.
One from the archive was that.
Oh, the little boy slapping his
right,
gooch.
Right, Rosie, I'm looking at the clock now. We've been on for 30 seconds here.
Oh, who is ringing you?
I'll give you one guess who's ringing
us. It's better not be called Flippin' Hutchins.
Carl Hutchinson, twat.
Turn it off.
I'm trying to, honestly.
I swear, you two are having some sort of affair.
Do you know, right? I'll turn my Wi-Fi off. Do you know?
Turn everything. You should have done this. Episode 119, this should have been done. I am airplane mode, silenced everywhere.
Do you know what it is? I wish you had an airplane mode button in real life that
you
I could just
disgrace.
Press. And you would
so do I.
Give me 5
oh,
seconds.
Oh, mate, switch it on and put me at my bed, right? And I'll just lie there.
What I was about to say was, we've been on this for like over a minute now, nearly 2 minutes, and you have not said how much you like my new haircut, and I'm raging.
Oh, your new haircut is very nice.
Well, it doesn't feel genuine because I had to remind you to say it.
You walked through the door and I said, oh, your hair looks lovely.
Could have said it again
so
on the podcast.
F you.
Could have said it on the podcast, just let everyone know. But
your hair does look nice.
Well, you know
at the minute you look bloody lovely and I'm fuming. So whatever, we're not going down that road again.
Guys, it is episode 119. Guess what? Big news. We just hit 70 million downloads on this podcast.
Holy shit, yeah, we have.
You absolute beauties. I know we say it again and again, and I don't ever want it to sound sort of disingenuous or
contrived,
but it's not. We love you for listening. Thank you so much. The fact that this little podcast that we do from our house has got that many downloads, thank you so much. We love you.
I can't believe it.
Honestly, we know the year that we've had and the year that it's been, and you've kept us going. So thank you.
Thank you so much.
Ridiculous.
We talk utter bullshit.
God,
well,
Rosie, if we'd only charge 10 pence a download.
Oh, Dawn, how much would that be?
So
70 million downloads, right?
So 70 million.
10 pence a download.
One, two, look at all the zeros on there. Times 0.10 equals 7 million quid.
Are you joking? Are you having a laugh?
Why did I have to put that on a calculator?
that is. That's embarrassing.
Can you imagine how many people are listening going, what a fucking idiot. But yeah. Good. Oh, well.
7 million quid.
Virginia,
10
yeah.
pence it off.
But anyway, do you know what? Nah, I'm glad this has gone out for free. guys, this week's sponsor, it's a big one.
Sake.
It's a big one, guys, this
is
week's
it?
Sponsor.
Is yeah. it get this important week's... and get big
yeah, yeah,
and
yeah,
make
yeah,
loads
yeah,
of money?
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
is it £7 million?
Yeah.
If not, I don't want to know.
A few of you might have seen this sponsor kicking about out in the world, and I need you to smash back at it, yeah? I need you to fight against this sponsor, right? It's an anti-sponsor this week.
Right.
This week's sponsor is... P people telling you they're convinced we're going to get locked down again.
Oh.
Get your fucking negativity out of my face. Get it out. Yeah, I reckon we'll be locked down again, by the way. That's great. That's great. Keep it to yourself. I don't watch the news. I'm living day by day, trying to not have a mental breakdown every day. And you, Mr. Taxi Driver.
It's always Taxi Driver.
Mr. Taxi Driver, telling me that you're convinced we're going to... Doesn't fucking help. Keep it to yourself. Because guess what? If it happens, I'll hear about it.
Fucking pricks.
They love it, don't they?
Fucking
they
stop it.
Oh, no, lock me down again. We'll lock me down. Well, done. Yeah, listen.
Well, look, even if we do, yeah. Shut the fuck up.
I know.
Shut up about it.
I don't want to think about it. That's I can't think doing. About that, actually.
La, 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 la. Hey, Rosie, the sand that I've got my head in, it's bloody lovely and warm and lush.
I bet
and
it is. You, hey, that sand you've had your head in, you've been there for donkeys,
I was in for a year. Someone said to me the other day, they went, I don't watch the news anymore. Weren't you fucking joking, aren't you? I stopped watching it in March.
You really did.
Last March.
Well, come on, we had many arguments because I watched the news and honestly, you couldn't watch the
there
news.
There could be a dog presenting the news now, a talking dog, and I wouldn't know.
Chris, it wouldn't surprise me, to be honest.
It'll be the only bloody good thing to come out of this year. One if a talking dog was presenting the news, I'll be over the moon.
One Britain's Got Talent.
Right, you never
so,
know.
So, hey, dog's news, I would watch that.
Trevor McDougald.
Can we talk about my new career?
You're just ignoring
Trevor McDougald. What did you say? Dognald.
Trevor McDougald.
Wow, brilliant.
I thought that was amazing.
Well done.
Someone talk about new career. Yeah, get the jingle on. Right, let's get this in.
What about Dogmut O'Leary?
It's not a news... Not a new broadcaster. Can't just say a presenter. What the hell?
Oh. Listen, I'll tell you about my new career in a bit. He has the jingle.
We can't think of any more news people, can we? And I don't think Trevor McDonald even does the news anymore.
Who else does the news?
Who does the news?
Listen.
Get the jingle on.
Let's get the jingle.
Save her from this.
We had a fight about the jingle. We couldn't settle on a jingle. So this is the jingle. We hope you like the jingle.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Jingle!
Hello and welcome back to Shag Married Annoyed. Thank you so much for coming back. Get yourself a chair, get a cup of coffee or a cup of tea or a little juice.
Listen. Stop telling people what to do. Listen to whatever you want, right?
Sit down, enjoy yourself.
Back off. Right, let's tell everyone about your new job before you explode with excitement.
So, last week I did a little bit of voiceover work because I want to get into voiceover because, you know, I like talking and all that kind of stuff. And I did some voiceover for CBeebies.
You did indeed.
I did.
You did indeed.
To the point though, Chris, I did the voiceover. I was very chuffed. Mm-hmm. But I always have this sort of like doubt in myself. Mm-hmm. And like, what's the word? Is it inferiority complex? I don't know.
Yeah, inferiority complex.
Yeah. I thought they weren't going to use it.
An inferiority complex has never been proved more perfectly by the fact that you didn't finish the phrase inferiority complex because you didn't think you had the right phrase.
There you go.
That's like absolutely banging.
In a nutshell. I didn't think they were going to use it.
No?
I thought they'd be like, look, listen, it was nice of you to do it. Thank you, but we've not used it. My friend messaged us today and she was like, heard you on CBeebies. And I was like, oh, they used it.
Get in.
They've used it.
If so you I'm on there. Get a CBeebies bedtime story before me, I will burn our family home to the ground.
Oh, no, you can't be like that.
I can't. I have been wanting to do a CBeebies bedtime story for bloody years.
Well, I know you have, but...
Right.
I wanted to go on Strictly. You went on Strictly. We're still together.
It wasn't
Was
realistic.
I ever once? Was I ever horrible about it? I was bloody supportive. I cheered you on every
Rosie,
week.
Rosie, when I went
you.
On Strictly, you were a nobody.
Oh, wow.
I'm totally joking, I'm sorry.
You bang on.
Hey, if I just mention it on the podcast, it should be okay.
What?
Just tell them on the podcast. Just say now, hey, I want to do a bedtime story. Because the other week, we were slagging me off for not being on different panel shows.
I know.
League of Their Own got in touch. I'm booked in. Kind of bloody weird.
Got a full bloody diary.
I hope I do the hamster wheel.
You're telling me all we've got to do is grovel the programmes that we want to do on this podcast.
You know what I bloody love?
What?
A gold bar. big bar of gold.
I just feel like if
or a treasure chest.
If we had a helicopter.
I feel like if I had a helicopter. No, I don't want a helicopter. I'm scared of helicopters. I'm not having that.
I think I would be terrified of a helicopter.
Yeah.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Been down to that London filming, haven't we?
We did go to that London filming on the hottest day of the year so far. Why do we always do that? Why, when the weather's absolutely glorious, we're stuck in a bloody car
or on train. The train? Yeah, it's just the sacrifices you make. Sacrifices you make.
But it was lovely. Love going to London, and it was so nice to see it busy again.
Oh, it was lush, wasn't it?
Because we went down in the peak of lockdown, didn't we?
Oh, God, yeah.
And it was so depressing. Just seeing places. Remember, we drove past Trafalgar Square, and it was dead.
Yeah.
I've never seen Trafalgar Square
dead.
Well,
I went down, like, the peak of the first lockdown, and I was doing the one show,
mm-hmm.
and I was like, there was only a couple of hotels in London that mm-hmm. were open. It was really, really bad. And it was that strange thing of like, I got off the train and you get off the train as a northerner and King's Cross is like heaving.
Yeah.
And as a northerner, you're like, fucking too many people here. It's so stupid, this place. Just knock it down and start again. Bloody congestion. Look at this. And I got off and it was a ghost town. Yeah. And I was like, no, no, this isn't what I wanted. Change it back. I'm sorry, not like this.
It's like we've lived in a film for a year, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. But did you see that thing, that meme that came out where in the first lockdown where someone says, if you sit and watch Avengers Infinity War just after Thanos snaps his fingers, go out for a drive, and it's like it actually happened.
Yeah.
It's
no,
like half
right.
the people disappeared.
It's been a really bloody hard year. Hope you're all okay.
Yes.
I know we haven't asked for a while. Genuinely
just
still.
Just checking in with you.
Hope you're all right, because it's strange because I am so desperate for the world to get back to normal. Like, desperate.
Can't wait.
But it's hard. Mm. It's hard going back into it.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm getting there. I've definitely got a few nights out booked coming up very soon, guys and gals.
Talk about that later on. Yeah.
What do you mean, talk about that later on?
I might have something to say about that.
What have you got to say about that, Christopher?
I might be a bit annoyed about it.
You're annoyed that I'm going out?
I'd be a bit pissed off. Let's just leave it before we argue before the beef section. Eh?
No, come on.
No. Let's just wait for it.
Is that your beef this week? Because I'm going out.
Hey. Listen.
Seriously.
Listen. You just keep putting them.
Read my body language right now.
Yeah. What? Can't see you for the microphone.
My arms are crossed.
So I put it this way.
And I'm annoyed.
Right. Good. Are you shagged and married as well? Because that would be on brand.
I'm married. Don't know about shagged.
Yeah, you're lying.
It's
you
been
love
a while.
It, you love it up you. No.
Oh God, Grace. Oh my God.
I don't know why I said that. I'm gonna go and brush my teeth. No. I'm gonna go and brush my teeth. It's the worst thing I ever said.
Ew.
Oh God.
We aren't. No, you're not that man. Stop it. Stop trying to be.
I've had my haircut.
All right, okay, so what? So you've just morphed into a bloody a grotesque
he did it
boy.
A bit, he did it a bit shorter on the sides, so now I'm a chava.
Oh, great. Don't, that's horrible.
Oh, you do, man. Oh, I'm sitting at me now! I'm sitting at me now!
Stop it!
I'm winding you up, man, I'm winding you up.
Ew. I'm just busy having a drink out of this glass.
Right.
Wow, it smells like a fish tank.
Glass smells
it's
like
very
a fish
upsetting.
Tank. Is that the fish tank glass?
No, glass but what's happening? What's happened with the dishwasher?
Your mum's been here.
Right, great, yeah.
Yeah,
that's what's
there we
happened.
Go. Yeah, yeah.
What setting should put it on? Bloody Mrs.
Fish tank setting.
700 hours long.
Well, no, what she does is she puts it on with nothing in it just to get it out of the way to think that she's done it, and then she doesn't empty it for 3 days.
Right.
So that's been sitting there the whole time. Yeah. Your mom's a worse version of you, but we need the help. We need the help at the moment. So there's
don't complain.
Really do.
She listens to this. If she hears we're complaining, that's what childcare.
Sandra, if you're listening, you're a saint and you're brilliant and the stuff you do is fantastic, but. Just put some more effort in. Just take a little bit of time on everything. A little bit more time on everything you do.
Don't you?
It's like she's running around the. It's like the house is on fire and she's quickly trying to do stuff before it burns down.
Mm-hmm.
It's so weird. And you've got the same thing as well. Just both ears. Just half-arse a job and run on to the next job to half-arse that as well. I don't. What is the thing you've both got to do at the end of the line? What is it that you're getting towards?
Just life.
Is it sitting and having a coffee somewhere? Yes. You both fucking bang on about that. That's your catchphrase. Whenever Rosie and her mum are doing anything with the house, it's like, put a sofa here, change this room. Yeah, because that'd be good to sit and have a coffee, wouldn't it? And you could sit here and have a coffee and then sort that out in there, put a sofa or a chair there, and then you can sit there and have a coffee and we'll get some outside furniture and you can sit there and have a coffee. Is that why you both do jobs so fast and slapdash? Because you're off
always
your tits on caffeine because you've always had
a
fucking coffee. Sick of it.
Listen, there's not that many pleasures in life,
honestly.
Right? Life is very stressful, but I like to sit and have 15 minutes to have a coffee.
Whole house
17 times a day.
The whole house is set up for places to sit and have a coffee. It's like a fucking sitcom.
What is wrong with you today?
I don't like coffee as much as you.
Do you want to rein yourself in? Are you okay? What's the matter?
I'm excited again.
Calm down.
Rosie, sometimes I get excited to do the podcast and sometimes it comes off as raw anger and I'm sorry.
It is.
I don't know how to
control. We're not on the right... We are not on a level thing today.
Right.
So this is going to be weird because you're up here and I'm a bit down there.
All right, I'll come back down. But when I come back down, I mumble a bit on the mic and people complain.
Yeah, you do mumble.
I start mumbling, so I'm trying not to at the moment.
Right.
So there you go.
Let's start again.
No, I'm not deleting all this.
No, I just mean let's have a babadu 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 and bed there.
Okay. Reset. Okay.
Babadu babadu babadu
babadu. And breathe.
And we're back.
I'll have a little sip of water.
Good.
Calm myself down.
I haven't told you about this, but something happened to me last week that people don't understand that Chris and I, things happen and we don't tell each other. We save it for the podcast.
Yes.
Because with us being married, we'd have nothing to talk about because we tell each other everything anyway. We see each other every day. Does that make sense?
I think not. Yeah, when we first started, we were okay. But then I think the whole being at home forever with each other.
Yeah.
If I was on tour and stuff, we'd have stuff to talk about.
Of course.
But yeah. And yeah, it's good to just keep stuff sometimes. Sometimes you'll go, the other day, and I'll go, is this good? Because should you keep it? And it is really strange that we like keep
stuff.
It's
weird. What a weird little marriage we've got.
It's really weird.
I deliberately don't tell you things that have happened in my day.
But now I'm looking forward to this story.
Yes. Okay, so here's the story for you.
Right.
When I went to the pub last week for tea with a couple of friends, we were sat outside having a drink, and I felt something on my head.
Nice.
I thought I'd been shat on by a bird.
Okay.
Right? And I was like, oh no, like, oh God, I've been shat on and blah, blah, blah.
Right.
Turns out, wasn't bird poo.
Right.
It was a worm.
What? How?
There was a worm on me head. And the only way that I think it got there was from a bird that was flying past that had a worm in its gob and it fell out on my head.
And dropped it.
How rank is that?
That's horrible.
It was awful. It was a horrible, hard thud on me head. And then my friend picked it out and put it on the table. I was like, what? And it was still alive. I was like, oh, why? Like, it was, Chris, it was horrible. It was really horrible.
Were you sitting under like a parasol or were you sitting under
no,
like...
No, there was nothing above my head, just
really?
Skies. It was blatant a bird, had got this worm. I mean, the poor bird, because it was a big, lush, juicy worm, gutted.
I mean, really weird that you would describe it as that.
Well, it was, like, you know.
Big, lush, juicy worm, that is. What a waste.
Proper countryside worm.
Yeah, you sounded like you ate it.
I did not eat it, but it was just, it was so grim. And now I'm wondering whether it might have been good luck.
Yeah.
Do you think?
No.
No.
It's just awful. Really grim, that.
Would you
rather you'd been shattered on?
No, I'm glad it was a worm because I'd just washed my hair.
Right.
And as a woman with long hair, like everyone listening will know, it's just a fucking nightmare.
Right,
I hate washing my hair. It's just horrible. So I was glad it wasn't shit because then I would have had to wash my hair again.
Yeah.
But I'm wondering whether it's happened to anyone else because it's not something that I've ever heard of.
It's really bizarre.
Mm-hmm. So you know, tweet us. Has it happened to you? Have you had a worm dropped on your head by a bird? Let me know.
Have I ever told you about the comedy club I used to play in Birmingham and the guy who used to run it had a lump on his arm, a big lump on the side of his arm. And to this day, I don't know if he's winding us up by how he got it.
No, you've never told me this. How did he get it?
He told me he was on the beach sunbathing and a seagull was flying along and it died in midair and it nosed off to the ground and its beak... It landed in his arm and
In
his arm like a spear.
No,
he told
way.
Me that. Have I never told you this?
Never, ever, ever told me this.
Right, because I forget what things I've told on the podcast. So I remember saying, oh, what is that lump on your arm? And he was a bit of a piss take. He was a joker. He did the voiceover for the kind of everyone put your phones away and blah, blah, blah. Like when all the crowd are sitting there, he did that sort of voice thing. And he put a few little jokes in it.
Mm-hmm.
And he literally told us, and I don't know if he's told any other comedians out there it. I don't know if he's told any people it. I don't know if it's one of them jokes where he tells a different person a different thing. But he said this lump like on his shoulder and he said a seagull was flying along in the air and it just fell out of the sky and it sort of torpedoed on the ground and a beat and it went into his arm.
That's
and it got
not
infected
true.
Off the seagull's beak.
That's not true.
He said it went in his arm like a spear.
Chris, he's had your life. He's probably had a mole removed.
Right.
And that's the scar.
I'm going to continue believing the first one because that's more exciting.
A seagull died midair and nose dove into his arm.
Rosie, stranger things have happened.
I'm not having that like.
Stranger things have happened.
That would have been, you'd have seen that on the news.
Yeah, I think it was years ago. It must have been years ago.
I don't know.
Or does that sound like, it happened to my cousin, he goes to a different school, you don't know him?
Yeah, yeah, and basically this is all bullshit.
Yeah, I've got a girlfriend I met her on holiday.
My girlfriend from Canada. No, I don't think that's true. I'm going to call bullshit.
Has a seagull ever died in mid-air and fell down out the sky and landed in your arm? Email in, shagrunaudio@gmail.com.
Although there is a lot of stories like that. Was it somebody I know? The uncle was carrying loads of plates and the cutlery was on top of the plates,
right,
and a fork fell off and stabbed our sister's foot.
Wow.
So stuff like that does happen. Or did that? Did she make that up?
But that one's fully believable, the one you've just said. Someone dropped a fork and it landed in someone. That is fully believable.
Right, yeah, no, that is a lot more believable.
That is so... that's just something sharp falling. That's so detached from the story I just told. You're a maniac.
I know. Okay, fair enough.
That's like going... That's like going, well, Harry Potter could be real because I saw a card trick once. Fucking hell.
All right, man, I'm tired.
No, it's fine. I like that you were trying to back us up on that, but I mean, you know, if we were in court and I was trying to prove that this was right and you stood up when someone once dropped a fork and it landed on her foot, I'd go, can the defence discard her statement? Because that's actually making me look worse.
Let us think of something better. Let's think of something really strange that's happened to someone we know that makes that believable.
Tell you what I can think of that was strange, that was absolutely awful, that is linked to you getting a worm dropped on your head.
What?
While you were at the pub with said friends, said friend had left her car outside. She'd parked her car outside of our house.
Yeah.
I was in the house with our two children. I put Rafe to bed, I sat, it was dusk, the sun was just going down, I sat in the living room with Robin watching the telly, having a little pizza, a little boys' night in. I turned and saw that your friend's car was parked just outside of our window. Little did I know that the day before this had been her husband's birthday and they had all bought masks of her husband's face, a la my stag do, where they all bought masks of my face as well. She, in her infinite wisdom, had decided to leave one of the masks wrapped around the passenger seat of said car facing our fucking window. And I looked and glanced into the car to see a no-eyed man staring at me from the darkness of the car, and I dropped a slice of pizza on the floor. I shat myself that much. Friend who's listening, you know who you are. Go fuck yourself. That was not funny, and I was very scared.
Very funny when you horrible. Sent us a picture. So
horrible.
Funny.
Absolutely horrible. I would have shared the photo, but I didn't want the poor guy's photo to go all over the internet just because his wife hadn't moved the blooming. She drove along the road with that. What a nutcase.
I think the kids put it on there.
Nutcase. Honestly, I didn't like getting frights, and that was a massive fright, and there was no one, and I couldn't go to Rob and look at that, isn't that scary? Because he's a kid, I didn't want him to freak out, so I didn't even tell him about it. I just sat there shaking, eating pizza.
So funny.
Ugh.
Would you rather that or a worm on your head?
Worm on my head every time. I can't describe how scared I was when I saw it. It took a few seconds to work out what it was. It was horrible.
So funny.
Horrible.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Something that's been happening in our house recently. So my mum's been staying with us for like 3 nights of the week.
Yeah.
Because she looks after the kids when we do the podcast and work, etc. I was putting the washing away the other day.
Yeah.
And honestly, this is so, I'm so embarrassed to say this. And it's so ridiculous.
Right.
There was, there was knickers in the washing that weren't mine.
Right.
And for a split second, genuinely thought you were having an affair.
Pussy, I'm just telling you right now, the day I have an affair, I will not be offering a laundry service to the woman I'm shagging.
So
the way I like to do it, love, is I like to shag you behind my wife's back and then I like to take your dirty washing home and clean it for you, get it nice and ironed and bring it back. It's just part of the service.
And that mug washes them.
Well, what I like to do is, I like to get her to wash it. It's like a power trip.
Chris, it was a split second because then I was like, these are my mum's, obviously. But for a very split second, I was like, who's it? These aren't mine.
Wow.
And then I got annoyed because obviously my mom's like teeny tiny, like Mrs. Size 8. And I was like, oh, she's really thin. How ridiculous.
You are a maniac.
I know. Goodness me. So anyway, Yeah. If you do ever have an affair, don't bring our knickers home.
Hey, listen. It's part of the service. There's nothing I can do. It's just part of the service. It's so, not like I can't take it off.
So I've not told you that.
That's
so
great.
Funny.
Wow.
So funny.
Wow.
Yeah, terrifying. All at the same time. Babadoo, 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 bab. You've got loads of game shows coming up soon. And on one of them, can't remember which one it is or whether you're allowed to say it, God knows.
Brilliant.
You've got to pick a specialist subject, haven't you?
Yes.
I was thinking about this.
Uh-huh.
If I got asked to pick a specialist subject,
right,
I could not pick one.
Really?
No. I was honestly racking my brains, like, what do I know loads about?
Yeah.
Nothing.
Places to sit and have a coffee?
What? There's like five places. That's it.
Name, Rosie Ramsey. Job, comedian, podcaster, author, special subject. Places in my own house where me and my mum sit and have a coffee.
And ignore our children.
Get out of the chair. Get out of the chair and go home.
What would I pick? I tried to think about it and I was like, I thought about Real Housewives. But then that's, pretty sad, isn't it?
No, didn't.
Pretty big.
Yeah, no, but it's pretty good. Didn't, I'm sure Catherine Ryan picked Kardashians on something she went on.
Well, there you go. Yeah.
I'm sure she picked the because she loves Kardashians. Yeah. So own it. There's nothing wrong. No,
but then I was like, I would pick Real Housewives of New Jersey. I'd have to pick just one, right?
What season?
Well, this is the thing. They'd go, what's such and such surname? And I go, don't know. Yeah, I couldn't think of all the names.
You dip into stuff, don't you?
Yeah, dip in and out. Right. It's been on for years.
Musicals?
Oh, Les Mis. I could do Les Mis.
You could do Les Mis.
Mm-hmm.
All right. What year is Les Mis set? Cool, that was
1875.
Is that right?
I don't know, let me see.
Fuck's sake.
What do I put? Your Les Mis set? What would you put?
Why don't you use a full sentence? What year is Les Mis set?
Oh, I just speak like I'm just typing.
Where your mails are set?
1815.
Nah, okay, so
I wasn't
that
too bad. I mean, I wouldn't have got it though.
Right, okay.
I wouldn't have won.
Right.
So anyway.
Well, they don't ask you just one question, but that was just the first thing I come up with.
Well, ask us another question about Les Mis.
Well, I only know the main stuff.
Well, mate, so do I.
Well, that's not a specialist fucking subject then, you
exactly.
Lunatic.
Back to my original thing.
Right.
I don't know about anything enough at all.
Right. Okay. Let's... Yeah. This is embarrassing because you actually don't.
I really think, try and think of something that I would know about fully.
Friends?
Not really.
No.
Yes, I think I would.
People
but...
get fully anorak on Friends though, don't they? They get crazy anorak on Friends. Game of Thrones? No.
No,
too many long names. Too many long names. Shit. Even in the height of watching Game of Thrones, I couldn't answer the question.
I have no idea. I tried reading the book.
Oh,
yeah. No.
No one's surprised. Now.
It was just, I was like, isn't reading meant to be... pleasurable. I'm exhausted.
It's like, hey, I've had to Google 20 of these words. This isn't fun.
This is
bloody
horrible.
It's like bloody exam.
Awful.
George, what do your two R's stand for? Rah, 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 George, rah, rah, Martin. You got George, you got two R's, you got another first name. What's going on?
Well, what I wanted to say was to our listeners who are listening now, try and think of something that would be your specialist subject.
Right.
It's really hard.
It is difficult.
Mm.
I had like a 20-minute conversation on the phone for one of these new sort of celebrity special game shows that I'm doing soon.
What have you picked?
I don't know if I'm allowed to say what I don't.
Oh, okay.
But it came right at the end. I had the same thing. I had a massive... I said Lego, but I don't know. You know, depends what you ask us. I actually threw up... I actually threw pizza as a... As a choice, I was like, they were like, what do you like?
Subject.
I was like a 5-year-old, like, what do you like? I was like, pizza. I like pizza. What else did I say?
I like go-karts.
Like, yeah, they were like, do you like cars? Do you like football? I was like, no. I was like, UFC?
Mm-hmm.
I was like, and they were like, yeah, but that's too niche for like on the telly on a Saturday night. We can't ask you questions about the UFC. I was like, right, because that's the only thing I'm like anorak on. Like, I do know quite a lot about that.
No, but you are that kind of person. You'll really get into something and you'll like know the facts and the figures and all that shit. Whereas I like to just enjoy it. I don't really take it in. I just enjoy it.
Yeah.
So there's nothing I could do.
I just literally had like a 20-minute conversation and then right at the end, I was literally saying goodbye to the researcher I spoke to and then I was like, oh my God, I've just thought of it and then I said it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So tune in for that on the one show he's doing.
Tune in for that mystery subject on the one show that I don't know if I'm allowed to tell you the name of yet, which might or might not be on soon on a channel.
Not the one show.
No, not the one show.
Just
the
on a
one
game
show that I'm doing that I couldn't, yeah.
Could I do Jack and Potatoes? What could you
possibly
ask?
Well, no, because there's loads of different kinds of potato.
Yeah. Ugh, see?
Do you know what I mean? It would be like, what, you know, what region of the country are...
Maris Piper's from.
Well, I didn't know Maris Piper was a name, but yeah, well done.
Well, now I'm worried that I've said the wrong thing.
Fuck me.
Is it a potato?
Do you know you can't sit with Google on these game shows? You can't just whip Google out.
Maris Piper is a potato.
Maris Piper is a potato.
It's good for mash.
Jersey Royal a potato?
Jersey Royal is a potato. Okay. Yeah.
Probably from Jersey.
I would hope so, with a name like that.
Maybe. Oh, God.
Oh, see what I mean? It's painful.
Don't pick potatoes. I'm sweating. I'm sweating here.
I'm not doing it.
Chips? Crisps. You could do crisps.
I do love crisps.
Flavours of crisps.
Right, there you go.
Chocolate? You could do chocolate.
I could do chocolate.
There we go.
I could just do food.
Food?
Just honestly,
maybe.
Ask us anything about food.
Okay.
You got a question about food for us?
How do you make triple cooked chips?
You boil them for a bit.
Yeah.
You cut them into chips, you boil them, and you fry them, take them out, fry them only very lightly, put them in the fridge for like a few hours or even 24 hours, fry them again the next day, put them back in the fridge, and then fry them again.
What a fucking rigmarole.
I seen it on a TV program once, and I was like, who the fuck's got time for that?
That's craziness.
And they don't even taste that much better.
Well, I had some triple cooked chips the other day, and I thought, these are nice, I'll do these. I thought you only had to cook them three times, but that's mental.
That's what I saw. And
that's
I always
mental.
Think, is that just, I saw that on a programme. Somebody, you take them out, put them in the fridge, and then you cook them again. But I reckon, I'm sorry, I'm not being funny. If you go to a restaurant, right, and they do triple cooked chips, they are not triple cooked.
Kicking off.
They're
like,
not, I'm
like
sorry.
Gordon Ramsay.
No.
These have been cooked twice, 1.5 times at best.
Exactly.
I'm shutting yours down.
They'll have been cooked once, and they just say they're triple cooked. Yeah. Bullshit. Imagine.
Yeah.
Bloody... cafe with triple cooked chips.
I'm impressed that you knew that. I am genuinely impressed that you knew it because I've never known why they're called triple cooks. I thought they did it three times. I thought you had to boil, fry, then bake them. I thought that was the crack.
No, I'm sure it was Heston Blumenthal.
Got you. Okay. Well, you've learned something, guys.
Maybe celebrity chefs I could do it on.
Celebrity chefs? Mm-hmm. All right, then. If you find something, I'll do a little quiz for you next week.
Okay.
If you find
something. Well, right?
Right.
I'll tell you my specialist subject now.
Do it now.
Crisps. And then you get me some questions next week about crisps.
How the fuck am I going to get questions on crisps?
Just whatever you want. Five questions.
Five questions on crisps.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm excited.
Guys, should I make it easy or should I stitch her up? Let us know. Babadoo, babadoo, babadoo,
Hey, folks. I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues. Your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
It's time for What's Your Beef?
What's your beef?
Beef, 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 beef.
What's going on? What's irritating the shit out of you?
Listen, as I've already sort of given away what mine is, I might as well dive straight in with it. Yeah?
Right.
Ready for this?
Yeah, come on.
You got too many nights out planned.
Oh,
you got too many nights out planned. You've had too many nights out since everything opened back up. I've had like one. You've had about six. It's like an episode of fucking Geordie Shore.
No,
I'm sick of it.
I'm not having this.
Absolutely sick
no,
of it.
No, I'm sorry, right?
I'm
you've got a problem. right?
Right.
Your problem, you were going to go out with the lads last week.
Yeah.
And then you get into your head that I am pissed off that you're going out.
Right, yeah.
And you live in this world of me being pissed out, even though all I say to you is, Chris, go. Why aren't you going? Blah, blah, blah. And then I say to you in the final straw, I go, look, you've decided not to go. It's got nothing to do with me. You crack on. No, you can shake your head all you want, mate.
Nah,
I'm going out.
I'm not being sexist here, but blokes out there, you know that thing where you go, if I go with the lads, and they go, yeah, get yourself out. It's up there with, I'm fine. It's
bullshit.
Up there with that. There's an undercurrent of, get yourself out, but I'm going to be annoyed about
it. No, I see where you're coming from, but absolutely. Nah. I swear on everything that I own and the children that I was not annoyed.
Right.
I was and your mate.
Tell your face.
More fool you.
Tell your face.
More fool you for not going.
Tell you what. Honestly, it's like the bloody housewives of wherever. Real housewives of Northumberland round here. The amount of times you've been out getting bloody worms on your head and all kinds. I've not out like it.
It's been once.
Yeah, right. You've been out about six
times,
I'm
out
times,
on Sunday.
Man.
No, I have not. I've been out once, Sunday. Chris.
Every time I go in my diary, it says Rosie out with girls.
Mm-hmm.
You're out on Sunday. You're out in a few weeks on the Saturday. Then you're out on the Sunday after that.
Yeah.
I've not out like it.
Can't wait.
I'm going to book some in. You better watch out. You better watch out. You better watch out, love, because the whirlwind's coming. The whirlwind's coming.
All right, great.
See this face? You're not going to recognise this face.
Right, oh, shit.
It's never going to be
What's
here.
What's going to happen?
I'm going to be at the pub with the lads. Eh? Lads.
Good for you. I'm buzzing me. It's been a shit... absolutely shit year. And I just want to get out, and you know what I mean?
No, you want to get out? You want to see my diary? That's all it is.
The taxi drivers, if they're right, we'll get locked down again. I'll make the most of it, honestly.
I open my diary, I see all the little dots on the iCloud, iCalendar diary or whatever, and someone will glance over my shoulder and go, look at all them dots, are you on tour again, Chris? No, it's just Rosie's nights out. That says Chris in the house. What does it say? It says Muggins here putting both kids to bed. Rosie comes in pissed.
Oh yeah, do you know what?
Rosie comes in pissed. Comes in pissed. I'll get up with Rafe in the morning. The morning comes. Chris, can you get up with Rafe? I've been up with him all night. But I'm dying. And I stayed up with Rafe all night and then I had to get up with him again in the morning.
Get out of this narrative. Honestly, stayed up all night. He wakes up once in the
Muggins,
night. Once in the
Muggins
night.
Here.
He's such a good sleeper.
Stick a broom up my arse and sweep the place while I'm at it, shall I? Eh? Treat this place like a hotel, you. That's what you do.
Chris, don't, because I'm sick of this, because I'll put on a picture of me out with the girls and all I get is, oh, out again, are you?
Yeah, that's right. Do you know why? Because the revolution is here. It's here.
You are so horrible to me. Do you know what you should be saying? What? You should be saying, Rosie, do you know during lockdown when you were pregnant and couldn't have a drink or do anything, and you know how hard it was not being able to cuddle your friends?
Yeah.
Have a lovely time. Get yourself out. That's what you should be saying. But no, you're not.
No,
you're not. Selfish little twat. You horrible, horrible, ugly, horrible man.
didn't you say ugly?
Because it's not true. You're bloody trapped in gorgeous.
Well, thank you very much. I forget about the pregnancy thing.
Thank you.
You're right, actually. You've been locked down.
Mm-hmm.
We were locked down and you were pregnant and you couldn't have a drink.
Mm-hmm.
And I was in the hot tub getting steaming on my own all the time, necking full bottles of Riesling, like a ledge. No, you're right. You should get yourself out. I can't say it.
Wait.
I can't finish the sentence. Get.
Come on. Come on. No, come on. How are we?
Get yourself out and enjoy yourself with your mates while you make up for lost time. Go on.
Thank you.
Go on.
There you are.
You're still getting up with Rafe, though. Babadoo, babadoo,
babadoo, ba. My beef with you this week is
it's
getting into summer. Everyone's a little bit hotter, you know, sweat and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
You, on a night time, keep putting your monkey horrible feet under me nice throws and they stink. This may have been my beef before because you're still doing it.
Right.
Your feet stink. Right. You're putting them on the settee. You're putting them under me throws.
Right.
And it's gross because then I come to use that throw again and I might, you know, wrap it around us and get lovely and cozy. All I can smell is your feet and it's grotesque.
Wow.
So let's rein that in, eh? Wash your feet.
I do wash them. I don't know what to do, man. I wash them. I have showers and that. They're just smelly. I can't help it.
Well, you've given it to Robin and Rafe. Their feet stink.
Well, they've got it off me. I'm sorry. I don't know what to do.
It's actually, Rafe's feet. You know when he's just a beautiful, lovely little baby. You look at him, you're like, oh, you're so gorgeous. And I go kiss his feet and I'm like, oh, fuck. They absolutely stink.
Go on, son.
No,
Get your smelly clumpers out.
He has a little bath every night and he still bloody stinks. Oh. Rolling over, he is, isn't he?
He's rolling over.
He's rolling over. He's proper chuffed with himself. He gets over and he's like, Hello.
And that, as I've said a million times before, is when the fun ends.
Yeah, I know.
When the baby can roll over, it's not fun and games anymore.
Goodbye.
You can't just leave them somewhere.
No.
Fuck.
I know, it's really shit, that, isn't it? When it's so good when you can just hide them on the bed, back 10 minutes later, and they're still there.
Yeah.
Hello.
Where did you go? Nowhere, because I'm the boss. Now it's like, I'm mobile now. Goodbye, father. But yeah, wash my feet, sorry.
Thank you.
Babadoo, babadoo, babadoo,
ba. It's time for questions from the public.
Public.
Guys, as always, if you want to get in touch, at shagmadanoid@gmail.com. Send us whatever you want. And thanks again for everyone who sent anything ever. We'll love it.
Thanks so much. Just before we crack on with questions from the public, we haven't mentioned the tour yet.
Okay.
And I feel like we need to plug the tour.
Yes.
Still tickets available.
No, we should plug the tour. So my stand-up tour, the 2020 tour, which has been rescheduled.
Yours is sold out.
Oh, did you not mean that one?
No, I didn't mean that one.
I was expecting to get kicking off there. Mine's not sold out. Mine's like, it's very nearly sold out, but there's some extra dates added and stuff. Right. But yeah.
Ooh.
What have you done?
Oh, did you hear that?
Did your bone click?
Oh, jeez, Louise.
Did your bone click?
Aye, something clicked.
Did it hurt though?
Uh-huh.
Yeah?
I'm all right. I'm fine.
You're dying.
Oh,
have I got to do two? Have I got to do
no, I mean, I will survive, but that was awful. God, I'm so unfit. Our tour is...
It's okay, sorry. Everyone, what happened there was she shuffled herself in a seat and your hip must have clicked or something. And you just started screaming, which is really professional on a podcast.
I'm sorry.
I mean, what a professional setup.
Well, we're literally in our house. This is the least unprofessional. Oh, sorry. This is the least professional thing that I've ever done in my entire career.
Again, proved by the fact that you had to then re-say that. I mean, it's just great. You're just behind the curtain. So our tour, our podcast tour, is selling rapidly.
Mm.
Big rooms, lots of space, going to be awesome stuff. All of September's gone. December dates, there's still some tickets left. Get on it, shagmindnoy.com. And my tour, I'm doing stand-up as well.
I know.
Goodness me. I'm doing stand-up in the autumn and then in the spring. Still a few tickets left for many of the venues are sold out, but there's still a few tickets left for the other ones. I can't wait to get back on stage.
I bet.
In both ways. Yeah. I just can't wait.
It's going to be great.
Going to be great.
Right, questions.
Questions?
Hello, Rosie and Chris. My husband has many quirks, but this is one of the oddest.
Got you.
Rather than lying down in the bath, my husband kneels on all fours. Can you see him?
I can see. Well, yeah, because I've done it in places where you don't have.
Have you?
Yeah, because so when I first started stand-up, I went and stayed with a comedian in London. Uh-huh. And he just lived in like a flat share. And they didn't have he was like, we've got a bath. We don't have a shower. We've got a bath. He was like, we don't have enough hot water to fill a bath. So don't be like filling yourself a massive bath. So he had these kind of two hoses.
Yeah, that go onto the
that
plugs.
That went into one. Yeah, uh-huh. That went onto the shower head onto the plugs. Uh-huh. So it wasn't a bath or a shower. It was a shath. So I would be just on my knees and I would just get the thing and I would just, because if you stood up, it would go all over the floor because he didn't have a shower curtain.
Yeah.
So I'd go on all fours and I would sort of shower myself in his bath, mm-hmm. not to waste all his water.
Mm-hmm.
But with an actual working bath in your own house, this is ridiculous.
Yeah, well, he's there's method in his madness.
Right.
He claims it's more practical as he can lean forward to wash his face and hair.
But
I only discovered this after we were married. He normally always showers, but after buying a new house together that only had a bath, this weird habit came to life.
Wow.
Just sit down, though. No matter how skinny the bath is.
But he's taking away what a bath is. Like, a bath is supposed to be relaxing.
Yeah. Like, and he's on his, you know.
What the hell are you doing?
Sat like a dog.
Just wash yourself at the sink, you freak. What are you doing?
Weird.
Very strange.
Freak, I haven't heard that for ages.
Freak's good, isn't it?
Oh.
Yeah.
Hello, 14-year-old Chris.
So they have. Freak.
Yeah, freak.
So, look at him. We're a freak.
What a freak.
If they have a romantic bath together, she'll be lying on her back and he'll be over on all fours. Oh. Like a dog standing over someone.
There's names for that, Chris. There's a name for that.
What is it?
You know what it is.
What?
Back to front, meal for two.
Oh, I didn't mean that. I meant face to face, you monkey pup. Get your bloody head out of the gutter.
Sorry.
You disgust me.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Hello, Rosie and Chris. When I was a child and had a friend round for a sleepover at my mum and dad's house, we stayed in our PJs the following morning to lounge around watching TV.
As you do, classic.
My mum was busy tidying round us, including sorting old clothes for the charity shop. When my friend's mum came to collect her, we couldn't find her clothes anywhere. My mum had taken them to the charity shop. So my friend had to go home in her pajamas and my mum had to go and buy her clothes back from the charity shop and deliver them to her house.
That is wonderful.
And it says, have you ever accidentally done something bad to someone else's belongings and did you own up to it?
That's so good.
That's something my mom would do.
It's the kind of thing I would do. Well, you always kick off because I always empty your juice and clean your cup when you're not even finished. And when you finish, that's another level. That's what I aspire to be. Cleaning a guest's clothes, sending a guest's clothes to the charity shop is, that is the ultimate fuck you. That is great.
Imagine how embarrassed you'd be though. Do you know when you were a kid and little stuff like your parents embarrass you? I've talked about when my dad used to always have his top off and that, and I'd be like, oh, dad, man, friends are coming around, put your top on for God's sake. And just stuff like that.
So bad.
Just like, oh, I'm so sorry. My mum has taken your clothing to the charity shop. Wow. So she's got to go back. She had to go back and buy it. How bad's that?
Hey, rules is rules. I love that. I like that the charity shop made her do that. Rules is rules. Or maybe they didn't make it. Maybe she was like, well, you know, I'll buy them back because you have lost out on, you know, which you probably did. Probably you've lost out on a sale or whatever. That's amazing.
Mind you know what?
Oh, no. Oh. She'd have just went back and got them. She probably didn't tell them. Should have probably went in, pretended to browse around for a while,
and just bought them.
Pick them up and bought them rather than going, you'll never believe what I've done. Some people are I would tell them because I'm an idiot and I don't get embarrassed that easily by stuff like that. And I feel like telling people makes it better.
Yeah.
And I don't think people talk about was when I leave a room, do I? So it doesn't, I haven't got that part of my brain.
No, you don't.
I don't think people gossip about us. I think, as Jason Cook said years ago, when I leave a room, I basically just think people sit there waiting for us to come back.
That's awful.
He goes, when you leave, do you think people just wait until you come back? Oh, yeah, probably I.
Sometimes I'm so embarrassed to be married to you. I love you, and I adore you, and you're great, but Jesus Christ, working together at the minute,
yeah.
I'm so embarrassed. You've got no filter. No. You say exactly what's on your mind.
Not nastily, I don't have a goat peel. I don't make people feel bad. You're saying it like that.
No, you don't think you do, but you do.
Do I?
Yeah.
You're a dick. Bad?
Yes, you called someone a dickhead yesterday when we were on set.
Oh, yeah, that was a joke.
But they did not take it as a joke, and it did not sound like a joke, Christopher Ramsay. I was mortified.
He laughed. We chatted.
It's different banter. You're a northerner. Right. We have completely different.
Why when I left did that exact same accent. Guy? Why when I left did that exact same guy say, "Hey, it's been a real laugh, a real pleasure working with you. Thank you very much for being so nice to work with." Why did he say those exact words?
Well, obviously he must have took that. Well, I was mortified.
Well, there you fucking go then. Stop being mortified.
No, but
we were in a place. We can't say what it was yet. But we're in a place filming, and the cameraman got round, and the lady moved like quite a heavy bit of machinery, and it hit him. And I went, and she went, "He's sorry." I went, "Oh, don't worry about it." I went, "He's been a dickhead all day. It's about time he got his comeuppance or something like that." And he laughed.
It wasn't that time. It was a different time.
What was it?
It was a different time. You said something.
Ah, he was a dickhead. No. He was being a dickhead and I meant that. He's doing me head in.
Mortified. Babadoo, 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 ba. Hello, guys. Massive fans over here, and we wanted to send a quick story for you both that's non-poo related.
Don't want to hear it. Next.
Well, mainly, but exceptionally funny all the same. I will preface this with the fact that this is my husband's story and he is a doctor.
Doctor,
send me some pills. So when he was training, he was looking after the prostate post-surgical clinic.
And it's not about poo, but he was in the arsehole clinic.
Well, yes, but I mean,
how's this? I don't understand what's happening here.
Well, listen, would you just calm down, your little Jimmy Riddles.
Right.
And listen.
I know it's not, a prostate isn't an arsehole, but it's up inside the arsehole.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. He had a gentleman who had his procedure a few days ago and had been discharged, but called up to express a bit of discomfort.
Oh, goodness.
He was reassured that it is normal to feel a little uncomfortable down there for a few days.
I bet.
He called back another time the next day, saying it's still a bit uncomfortable. The nurses also reassured him on the phone that it's completely normal. He never went into any details and was reluctant to say too much.
Oh, it's going to be...
So after a week, he had called back and said that it's really getting very uncomfortable down there and that he really thinks he needs to be seen now.
I can feel it. It's going to be... God.
So they, of course, said, please do come into the clinic today and we will take a look. It's about now I will mention the fact that a lot of men who have prostate procedures, shall we say, are a little older, and often an older gentleman may have a slightly more, a saggy scrotum.
Great. Oh, what have they done? What's happened? Come on, just let us have it.
Now, when you have a lot of these procedures, the men will be on a bed in stirrups for access to the prostate through the bum hole. And in these older men with a saggy scrotum, it often gets in the way. So the surgeon will often pull them up to the pubic area and put in a little stitch to hold them during the procedure and then remove it at the end with the patient none the wiser. I didn't know that.
Use tape? What are you stitching it for?
No, they stitch it because you're numb. You're numb and none the wiser, so they stitch it.
What the hell are you doing?
Chris, I'm not being funny, right? There's so many things go on when you're in an operating theatre, you know, under the knife. You don't know what they're doing. Okay, moving
careful,
stuff.
Careful, we might get sued. This is libelous, this. Careful.
Is it?
Don't be saying that they're just moving stuff and doing different things.
Well, did you know that the bloody saw your bits to your that to your
I
leg?
I won't have it. I won't have it. Use some fucking gaffer tape. What's the matter with you, man?
But it would get in the way.
How?
I'm just saying, and I mean it in a surgical way. They'll move your organs around and everything to get into things.
Right, okay, so you don't
not
know
in a bad way.
All right, okay. I thought you were saying they were like, you know, resting coffees on you.
No.
Right. Okay. Okay.
Oh God, no, I don't. Come on, malpractice. Right, come on.
Right, okay.
I've got the utmost respect for all doctors and nurses and surgeons and all that kind of stuff.
I thought you were claiming that they were messing about.
No, but they do have to move stuff.
Oh God, so they stitch it.
They stitch the scrotum to the leg. On the saggy balls when it's getting in the way.
Just, come on. Okay. They'd left it in, hadn't they? Left it in. Come on. Come on. So, poor sod. Oh, heavens.
So everyone in the clinic was exceptionally surprised when the aforementioned gentleman came in, dropped his dropped trow, to expose his bollocks still stitched up to his pubic area. Poor little bugger.
Oh, no.
They had been up there for a week.
Oh, my God.
How the poor guy God bye, I have no idea. And he thought it was absolutely normal.
Oh,
bless his heart.
So over the pubic area. So had on, not the leg, darling. They are stitched over the top up to
his pubic. Yeah, his balls are stitched. Oh,
over
not the
top
leg.
Of his dick.
His balls pubic are, area.
Do your balls hang low? Can you toss them to and fro? Can you tighten them up? Can you throw them at your pubic area like a regimental soldier? Do your balls hang low? Mental.
Absolutely
yeah, they
were
madness.
Stitched to his pubic area.
So in the same way that, you know, when a woman gets out of a shower and puts a towel around her head and then spins it round and then flicks it up, that's essentially what his bollocks had been
but
done.
But how did he use his penis?
I mean, I don't... The stuff we've heard, I don't know.
Poor bugger.
Goodness. Maybe he was just like, oh, like this is what has to be... This is what they've done.
Well, yeah, because you are very trusting and you go, well, look at this. This is how I am now.
Can't believe
Moira,
that.
This is me penis area now.
They've done us a lift. Goodness
a ball
me.
Lift.
Poor blow.
So there you go. But I thought that was quite interesting because I didn't know that was something that they did.
Interesting, terrifying, sad, funny. It had everything.
It's got a bit of everything. And he's okay. He's still alive to tell the story now.
God. Babadoo, babadoo,
babadoo, ba. This is a little bit mucky.
Good.
Okay. And we've had, it's kind of in a similar vein because I think what happens with this podcast is that I think people hear a story and it reminds them of something else.
Yeah.
So sometimes when I'm looking through, I'm like, that's quite similar to this. But so we've chatted about stuff like this before, but I just thought it was interesting and rank all at the same time.
Interesting and rank is, so, it's my go-to.
Listen, buckle up.
Always.
Here we go. Hi, Rosie and Chris. Me and the missus are really loving the excellent podcast and thought you might be interested in hearing something that happened where we work. Please keep us anonymous, though.
Always.
Okay. Me and the wife work at one of the country's largest sex shop chains.
Ooh.
Imagine. How interesting is that?
Largest sex shop chains?
Yeah.
Okay.
One of the products we sell are those creepy, uber realistic and bespoke sex dolls that sell for nearly £4,000 a pop.
You bloody £4,000? I paid bloody £10 for my... They are frightening.
Is that who you're putting the knickers on?
Yeah, yeah. I don't do sex. I just dress her. Dress her and take her out.
That's even worse. Honestly, I'd rather you have sex with them. If you just had them dolls and just dressed them and just sat with them, I'd be like, No, that's worse.
I saw a documentary once about a guy who collected
them. He had loads
them.
Of them, didn't he?
He had like 20 of them and his wife was sitting there just gutted.
Oh,
and
he was like, oh, his wife?
Yeah, he had a wife as well. But he had like...
I don't remember that.
Anyone who's seen it, you'll know he was just like devastated. And just like, he just had them just sitting around the house. I'm sure there's a photo of him sitting on the sofa with them and she's just there as well, just like... Oh. Didn't have a holiday this year because he bought another one of them.
Do you remember a few years ago when there was a story in the paper of this couple, an elderly husband and wife, and they were like outraged because somebody had hacked their computer and spent like £400 on porn sites.
And the
man's like, this just it's plainly him.
Yeah.
The wife.
The photo is her outraged and him. The look on his face is very much, no one tell her.
Just like I ain't have been in the computer got hacked, didn't it, Roger? Yeah. Oh, yes,
bloody,
I hacked. Couldn't
disgusting
believe
all this. Seeing this on here, the bloody brother put this in, they brought on my computer. Look at this. It's my mouth. They've been in my chair. Look at this. My credit card details. Look at them. Told the lasses my name. They've got Roger. Look at that, man. Bloody lass. Poor lass there had to write bloody Roger on her tits and whipped cream. I didn't ask her to do that. So, 400 quid. That cost us.
So funny.
Crazy.
So funny. Crazy. Anyway, right. Let's hear about
can
this.
Can I just say as well that, like, I think men, or you say that men have got, like, you know, got it easier in the world and stuff, you know, like we don't have to have kids, we don't have to have periods, it doesn't take as long to get ready, you know, it's a sweeping generalisation, certain things that you say to me. I think, and I think I might have mentioned this before, when it comes to sex toys, I think men have been absolutely shafted. Women can get a little tiny vibrating little thing, you put it in your bag, you can take it wherever you want, you can use it on a fucking aeroplane toilet if you wanted.
Right.
Blokes have got to buy a bloody 6-foot lifelike inflatable fucking thing. How are you gonna hide that? How are you hiding that? Even a flashlight's fucking massive.
All right, man.
How are you hiding these?
Oh, I didn't know.
I feel like it's a deliberate fuck you to men. It's like, yeah, go on, you can have that, you dirty sod, because you're a man and because you've got it a bit easier. Shame. Shame. Look at that. You're gonna have to build a cellar to hide your sex stuff in, whereas your wife can just pop it in a little bag and put it at the back
of
a cupboard.
No, do you know what it is, Chris? No shame. No shame. Like, you know.
There's shame.
If people, well.
There's shame.
I think it's because they make them so lifelike.
It's just ridiculous.
Like, it is a bit, I don't know.
I suppose with women, it can be like a little vibrating little button. Or a little bulb, a little blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
But like men, it's like you gotta go into a sex shop and go, yes, I'll have do I want the redhead or the brunette, which one would I get? That one, please. Put it over your shoulder like a fucking fireman and walk home on the bus and that morning.
Oh.
Morning, you alright? Yeah, lovely weather, innit? Yeah, yeah. Well, you're having a barbecue now. I'm gonna go home and fuck this that I've got. It's so fucking miserable.
That is the worst thing you've ever said. So this husband and wife work in one of the shops that sell the dolls for £4,000. Crazy.
Uber life like £4,000.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Incredible.
We got a visit from a man about 40 years old who I shall call Norman. He ordered one of these said sex dolls.
I mean, pick the name of the most famous movie serial killer ever. Why not? Come on, man. Give the lad a chance. This man who I shall call Hannibal. A gentleman came in who I shall name Freddy Krueger.
Shuffled in his straitjacket to collect his dolls.
Norman, that's so hard. Why have you given him that name?
I love it though. He ordered one of these said dolls, which can be customised to taste, hair, eye colour, breast size, etc. Okay?
You mean taste in women, not you lick it and it tastes like vanilla or something.
No, I meant customised to taste, like they
taste
in
taste,
in
like,
women.
Jesus Christ,
yeah.
What you mean? You could,
I mean, you probably
I want
can.
One, I want one where when I kiss her, she just tastes like she's been smoking.
Oh, I want her to taste like turbs. Vodka and turbs.
I want her to taste like she's just had a bolognese and some garlic bread and then a quick fag outside and a glass of Sauvignon. So it feels like I've met her on a night out.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God.
I've made myself feel a
That's
bit sick.
So sad.
Sorry.
One of the taste like pint of woodpecker.
Fair play to the lad, because he's gone in face to face.
Yeah, he's not bothered.
Bold as brass.
Yeah.
Fair play.
So anyway, about 6 weeks later, Norman came to pick up the doll.
In person. No! was joking. When I said he'd take it home on the bus, I was joking.
No, he came to pick it up. But this time, he was with a much older gentleman. Norman seemed very happy, and we made the transaction, at which point the older man says, "I'm paying for this. I'm his dad."
No! No fucking way, man.
Listen, Chris, listen to this. I said, oh, this is awful. I said to Norman, "You're very lucky having your dad pay for it." At which point the father says, "Well, I'm going to get some use out of her as well."
Oh, you.
Chris.
Oh, kidding.
That's why we wanted it to look like his mother.
No!
And it says on here, 100% true, I promise you.
No.
That's wrong, isn't it? Wrong, no. Gross, awful.
Oh. I don't know what that... Rosie, I went from having a really good time, having a little giggle there,
I know, I'm
to
so
being
sorry.
Really sad and scared.
They've made a doll that looks like his ma, and they're going to share it, him and his dad. This is why the world is fucked.
This is why there's a pandemic, because it's not. Let's not blame.
No, it is. It is, Chris. Who's? I'm sorry. Get one. Norman, crack on. Have a lovely time, right? Yeah. Divin, be sharing it with your dad.
Rosie, times are hard.
No, I mean, what is £4,000, to be fair?
I mean, oh my God. I feel sad.
People, you can
see them. Rosie, I've gone all cold. I'm going to skirt over the looking like the mom thing because I feel like I'm going to make myself sick if I talk about that.
That's horrific.
Let's concentrate on the fact that...
What? What?
We've all had a parent shout through from another room when we live with them, when we get, you know, when you live with your parents. We've all had a, "Hey, you're not bloody flush this toilet, eh? You're not flush this bloody toilet. Hey, you're not bloody squeegee the shower. It shouts bloody so it's going to get grime in it. Norman's going to get.
Oh,
you're not bloody scoop your spunk out of your mum and give her away. You wonder if we ran out of Dettol. We'll go and get some of the sub Dettol under the sink, man. I've had a couple of cans. I'm jumping in there. I've got your bloody man juice, Cyrus."
Oh, I'm jumping. Chris, would you stop with that? I'm jumping in there. That's horrible.
Honestly.
I can't actually joke about this because it's actually turned my stomach.
I feel ill. Honestly, I feel ill. I feel absolutely...
Do you know, as a mother...
Don't.
Would I be flattered? I don't know. Because there's part of you that thinks they could have made it look like anyone. And they've chose me.
You are desperate for compliments. You are tragic. You're a tragic figure. That's the worst thing you've ever said. What have you flattered?
Babadoo, 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 ba.
You've been listening to this week's episode of Shagmarinoid, which is now part of the Acast Creator Network. Now listen, if you enjoy listening to our podcast, which we really hope you do, you can vote for us for the Listener's Choice Award at the British Podcast. We did win it last year.
But let's do a double.
But you can still vote for it if you'd like.
We're not nominated for anything else. So why not go for Listener's Choice? Which is the only one that really matters, let's be honest.
Absolutely. And you know, I'm buzzing that we've won it once, but if we could win it twice, that would be pretty fucking cool.
Next to each other.
So anyway, yeah.
Guys, thank you so much for listening. We love it, your bits. Cheers. As always, if you want to get in touch, it's shagmarinoid@gmail.com. Podcast tour's on sale now. My stand-up tour's on sale. And we will see you next week.
See you soon, guys. Bye.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.